Continue with the halachas of Shabbos. Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, Simon Reish Mem Hey. We should begin regarding Yisrael Bein Yehudi Shutafin, Jew and a non-Jew that are partners. Ichis Nag B'Shabbos, how should they conduct themselves on Shabbos? By Vav Sifim, there's six paragraphs. It says Mechabes Siv Aleph, Yisrael Bein Yehudi, a Jew and a non-Jew, Shesh Lam Sada, they have a field, Loi Tanar, or Oben, Loi Merchatz, or Bethas, or Rechaim, Shalmayim, or Watermill. The shutaf is they have it in a partnership. Or their partners in the store with merchandise. So it depends. This is very important how they structure this business partnership. If they stipulate it from the beginning, which obviously we talked about the halachas of Amir La'akam on Shabbos, is what these simanim are all about. But here it's specifically regarding a partnership, in contrast to the previous simanim. So if they stipulate from the beginning, when they're coming to make a partnership, she is schar Shabbos, all the profits of Shabbos are going to go just to the non-Jew, im advim, happy whether it's little or lad, uschar yom echad, and then the profit of a different day, keneged yom Shabbos, in correlation to the day of Shabbos, let's say Tuesday, will be least for levadoi, just for the Jew himself. So then there's getin to days, then mutter. So then that is going to be permitted. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan, before Sivkatan Aleph. Actually, the Mishnah Berurah himself in his Akdama, he had said that certain Simanim is going to give an introduction because of its great complexity and difficulty. So here he gives an introduction also in Divrei Maskei Yisrael Bein Yehudi B'chuli. He says, Da you should know like this. A heter gamer hum, that what's totally permitted is, Be'ima Yisrael, Yeshla Eze Ezeke Malacha. The Jew has a certain business or a certain job. The Shutafis and the Yehudi partnership with a non-Jew, she asked them to Shutafis, that they should stipulate from the beginning, before they buy the part with partnership, avoid Atta B'Shabbos. Tells the non-Jew, you work on Shabbos, but Tikach Tefim Lachtecha. You'll take according to whatever work you do, Hinrab, Amad, whether a lot or a little, and I will work a different day during the weekday, and I'll take according to the work that I do. Now, B'Shabbos Chalukha, now during the when they're dividing the profits, Yitel en Yehudi Sachar Avur HaShabbos, the non-Jew will take the profits for Shabbos, V'Yisrael Yitel Yemechad Kenegdei, and the Jew will take the profits of a different day that he worked, Tin Rabbi Ma'at, whether a lot or a little. Avalam Lohes, the Mitzchilo, but if they didn't stipulate from the beginning, V'Shas Chaluka, Emeli Yehudi, then when they're dividing the money, he tells the non-Jew, oh, Tolat Tekenegdecha Molcha, B'Shabbos, Vani Bechol, oh, you take, you know, for the work that you did on Shabbos, not take during the day that I did on the weekday. Zeh vade aser, this is most definitely going to be aser. Now, v'im lo hisnu mitchila, and the reason why is because they never made that up. So therefore, it was work that was really on the Jew to do, and therefore, the non-Jew is doing it for the Jew. And it doesn't help now to say, oh, you take that money. Now, v'im lo hisnu mitchila, if they didn't stipulate from the beginning, and then when they divided, they divided unspecifically, just equal. So actually, that's better. That's actually a question Gemara asks, and it's not resolved. The Rambam passed stringently, and the Rush passed leanly. He concludes unspecifically like the Rambam, but Amal Pasuk Ba'Gol Karash and the Rambam Pasuk Lingly like the Rosh B'Makom Hefsegalu when there's a situation of great loss. Now, in history, Koyim Shabbos L'Shadu Kedala. Let's say they stipulated before they came to make the partnership, like we've mentioned before. Rishas Chalukah. Now, when it came time for the division, the Shratzul Lachol B'Shabbos, they were agreeable to like, okay, even though you were doing Shabbos, I was doing a different day. Let's just split it equally. Zeh Mutzaf L'Rambam. Let's permit even according to the Rambam, because it's a base, like we're writing a base. Zeh Ikri Adinim Shabasifim Adreshayim. This is the primary halachas of the first paragraphs. Yes, I probably come to Mayim. The more details and their reasonings, you will be able to explain as we go along. So that's the introduction. Says the Mishnah Sivkat now, Sadei Tana Mechulu. So Tamei Ladvam explains the reasoning for this halacha of if you had a partnership and you stipulated beforehand that it's going to be permitted. Because in the Hisnu, you need this stipulation because Ilavach, if not, why not? What's the problem? You think, okay, great, so we didn't stipulate, but you take Shabbos and find it. I'm not taking Schar Shabbos, you're doing it for yourself. No. Kivin Dimitri Lubish Asasiyas, but since the beginning, when you made the partnership, the job was both their responsibilities. Allah, therefore, he subsequently is going to tell the non Jew, let's say after the partnership already started, he says, you know, you do Shabbos yourself, and you'll take all the profits of Shabbos. Sounds great, right? I'll do a different day, a weekday from and I'll take the profits of that day. No. Why is that a problem? It's as if he actively is making the non-Jew as a worker. As if he's telling him, you do what I have to do. I can't do because I'm Jewish. You do it for me. I'll do for you a weekday. It's literally going to be his agent, and therefore it's going to be Amir La'akim 101. Well, according to this, now, what happens if, let's say, the actual non-Jewish partner doesn't do anything? Other non-Jews that are coming to bake, let's say they're in partnership with an oven, they heat it up and bake in that oven of the partnership. And they give a certain amount of money for the rental. Then the Jew actually could receive from his partner the wages that come according to his portion. Now, Philip Leisner, even if they did not stipulate, as long as you don't take only the separate Shabbos profits on its own, which is called Schar Shabbos, a different problem. Rather, you should take with him when it's absorbed in the payment of other days. Schar Shabbos, that shouldn't be Schar Shabbos. And moreover, I am not concerned that, oh, for the parents of wrongdoing, so that they're going to say, oh, he's doing it for a Jew. Since they know that a non-Jew has a portion in it, so they're not going to suspect that it's for him, because there's also a non-Jewish partner. They'll say it's for the non-Jew. And again, since it's not the non-Jewish partner himself that's doing it, so it's not Shluchei Mamish, so therefore, there's no problem in Akim. There's no problem Schar Shabbos, no problem Maris Ayin, and therefore, when it's rented out to others, then you'll be able to take. But again, if not, if you didn't stipulate from the before, and even if you say after, before, let's say the first Saturday, you say you do and you take the profits, no, you can't do that. Because you're essentially making a non-Jew as your shliach, and he's doing it for you, and then that's forbidden. However, Sivkat and Beis, what the Mechaber is talking about, is im hisnu metchilo. But if they did originally stipulate, then it's permitted. Hatam, the reason is, the Kibbutz Shem is Chalas, since originally stipulated, it was never on the Jew a responsibility to do it on Shabbos. Because that was, from the beginning, the inception of the partnership. And therefore the non-Jew is not his agent. So therefore, if when they're coming to partner, Sivkot and Gimel, she is Chara Shabbos, that all the profits of Shabbos should be only for the non-Jew, so then we said, that's going to be permitted. Now, Gabi Sada, regarding a field, so Shimelo, he has to tell him, Tamoy Lizroya Velachrish B'Shabbos. What are you going to do on the field on Shabbos? There's no profits. It's what they're working to get the profits at the end of the season. There he could tell him, look, you put in the effort to plant and to plow on Shabbos, but Tito B'Shabbos can see you can get a local B'Shabbos, and then you'll take by the harvest season according to the amount of work you invested on Shabbos, because I have nothing with Shabbos. It's all yours. Me or my agent will put in the effort a different day during the weekday. And also take correlating to the day that I'm working, which will be the same amount. They'll divide equally, but it was never his responsibility. That's why you have to do the hisnu metchila. Sivkot and Dalad. And he tells the non-Jew, look, you take the Shabbos profits, Sivkot and Dalad, if it's a lot or a little. Since they're not calculating one with the other, that they should both be taking the same amount, because if that's the case, Intratab and Klabiyim, Shabbat Yerim Aleph. They're not partners at all. Saturday and Sunday, we're not partners. Saturday is you, Sunday is me. Rak B'Shah Yom, rather, in the other days. Afuki, what that's coming to is good. Masni Moy B'Shah at night. Let's say stipulated with him at the time of the condition. Let's say he says, oh, okay, you know what? Jewish law requires that I can't be, you know, a partnership in something on Saturday. It's all yours. But I want you to know that at the end, we're going to make a calculation. Shiyah Sachal Shnei B'Shavah. Now, okay, but we're both going to end up with the same amount. The Asa, that's forbidden. Then by default, he's obviously a partner. Can be Yom Shabbos, Shabbos also, because how are you making sure? Saturday might be 250% more profit. We don't know. So therefore, that would be a violation of this halacha. But Sivkot and Hay, so he tells him whether it be a little or Vim Harber or a lot. Now, Vim Acher B'Shas Chalukah. Now, if subsequently, at the time of the division, they come to a calculation to say, look, come to Tata, how much should you take? Atimaruba Vanimur comes out, you got, you know, 50K on Saturday, and I got 37K on Sunday. Nachle kamaitzu. Let's divide the difference. Shilish nimishav that they both should be the same amount. That's already a little different. That's how Magen Avraham. Here, the opinion of Magen Avraham is as a Gittin Talmud Beis lifts a kedasa rivid to rule like the rivid. Shemachem is that he's stringent regarding this. Why? Should the glory milsul mafreya? Well, that's revealing retroactively. That's nadi mikara rama ba'almahava. Must be the original stipulation was all a joke, was all a trick. Because yeah, you gave him that amount, you took that amount, but then you guys go ahead and then you make it in a way that it should come out equal. But v'yesh mekilim azeda. Those are lean regarding this. Given his mikara, ultimately, okay, you did your tnai, and now okay, no, he wants to give you matana, this and whatever. That wouldn't be a problem, which the Sharatzin Dalit says, that's the opinion of Rashi, and Tais Nabai Dezara, and the Taz of Kotten Beis, who writes that the Rambam would even himself hold regarding this leniently. That's how the Bach holds, and also according to what the Shach explains over there, the words of the Mechaber, it's possible that he also holds like the Bach regarding this. However, the Taz over there is stringent regarding this, and he actually contradicts what he says over here in Siv Kotten Beis. We go to the Yashvit a little bit, but Rakapam, there are those who are lenient. Says he's also lengthy regarding this. At the end, he remains with a tzarech ian, which the dish number 9 actually says regarding a field that it's not known the profits of every single day. Shulchan Aruch Rab writes, it's possible according to everyone. Then if you divide it, then it won't be will not be considered as a rama because it's not so clear cut. Sivkat vav. So says Mishpru, if you do this whole idea of the halacha of making a stipulation from the beginning, then what is permitted? Now, let's say subsequently you don't end up knowing what was the profits of Saturday and Sunday. Like in the store, you're showing like then you're allowed to initially go ahead and divide equally. Says the Magen Avraham in the name of the Ralbach. To Sharat Zin, he says it would seem that regarding this, the Jew could force the non-Jew to divide it equally. Now, Siv Beis, as we'll see later, that's Davka. Through his will, as we'll write over there in the Mishnah Berurah back upon him, this is the primary halacha in today's halacha regarding that if you want to have a partnership with a non-Jew, the problem is going to be Shabbos, obviously, because it's a Amir La'akim, he's going to be a Shliach. The only way out, there are certain exceptions, but the primary way is you stipulate beforehand, Saturday is not mine, you work, you get all the profits, I'll work a different day, I'll get all the profits, and then that's going to be permitted. Other possible other ways, but that's the primary way. Now the Bi'alocha and Divin Askel Sheshlim Sadei Taner, that a Jew and a non-Jew, they have these entities b'shutafis in partnership. So the Bi'alocha says, meaning it's intrinsically both of theirs, or they both took it upon themselves as a contractual agreement with someone else, and they did that in partnerships. Either one of these would be considered as a valid form of shutafis for this case that we're discussing, which Dirsha number 8 actually says that if the Jew is first the sole owner and he wants to have a non-Jew join with him in the partnership, so in the Seba Dastar, the Marsham says the Machlik Zachrin regarding this. Some hold that it's forbidden to do this, even though he stipulates at the time when he joins him in partnership that Shabbos will be only for the non-Jew, because since they were not originally partners when he had ported, they would not qualify for this hatter. Dir Maskal Madbim Harbei, that you tell the non-Jew, look, Shabbos, Saturday is yours, whether you make a lot or a little, says the Be'alacha, it would seem that the same thing would be, even if he did not explicitly say this, where presumably that's what it is. So why is he saying Matban Harbi? He's only coming to exclude if he stipulates with him that at the end, they're going to come to calculate from the 2 days, well, that's forbidden, like he says, I wrote in Mishnah Berurah, and that's something from the wording of the Gemara in Abay Dezod of Chabez, that the Yisrael, the Yehudi, should kill the Sadam Shutfas, the Jew should not tell the non-Jew, you take your portion of Shabbos, I'll take in the weekday. But if they stipulate it from the beginning, that's going to be permitted. And it doesn't mention the price at all. These words of the Mechaber, Hein Rab Oy Ma'at. And that's how it sounds like Loshon Shavnach and Yeridirish Tzadik Dal. It's a Begimel work in Arlo, which has the same halacha with our topic, according to the Rambam, all the specifics. By both of them, the Mechaber quotes literally his words, and he doesn't mention at all that he should stipulate Hein Rab Oy Ma'at. Rather, obviously, it's like we wrote, that the Rambam just wants to exclude that he should not stipulate with him that they're going to come to a Cheshbon, and included this in a shorter terminology, as the Shach writes with it, and that's the Rambam quotes the end of the Brisa, so that if you come to the Cheshbon, that's going to be Aser. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu number 3, regarding a business or a partnership with a Jew that's a Machal Shabbos, a renegade Jew. So Chubisik is mentioned, writes that this heter is not effective that we're saying over here in this sif, because since with this condition, the mummer is agreeable that he should accept his partner one day in the weekday, it comes out that the partner is benefiting from the melacha of the mumer on Shabbos. He adds on that for this reason, one should not permit a shutfus with a mumer only in a situation that their partners only in the weekday. And Shabbos and Yom Tov, it belongs only to the mumer, whether for profit or for loss. And this is all stipulating that the mumer could deal with the business himself. Because if not, it comes out that be'etzim, the shutfus, is causing the mumer to be mechal Shabbos. On the other hand, Shabbos Levi writes, even in such a situation, the partner is considered as masiyeya, he's assisting the mumer in aveira, and therefore that's wrong. The Trubish of Alevi adds on that since on the paper, the paperhead, the stationery that they have of the business, it's written also the name of the partner. So there's even the element of marasayin, which is not permitted only in the great loss situation, and this that they permitted partnership with a non-Jew is only when the non-Jew is busy with the business on Shabbos. That's not applicable today, where the names are on the paperhead of the business. For that reason, he writes over there that Kedai, that the partner should make designated stationery for Saturday, for Shabbos, where the names of the owners are different than the stationery that's used during the weekday. Edition number four, on the words of the Mishnah Berurah, that if the time when they divide, they decide to go ahead and divide equally, well, that would be permitted, even according to the Rambam, if they stipulated in the beginning. Now, the way of the division, Chubas Igis Measure writes, that has to be specific details of the income of Shabbos, which belongs to the non-Jew, and the detailed income of the weekday, which belongs to the Jew. Only if you do that, then they're permitted to go ahead and afterwards divide the income equally. Whether they evaluated the income and they decided that it's the same, whether they want to pardon each other. But if they divide the days without going through a detailed, specific invoice, then that's totally nullifying the condition, and their division is not a division, because then it's just word, and that would not be valid in halacha. Dish number five, which the Mishmaru Sivkot and Aleph said, now we're not concerned for Maris Ayin, I can say it for the Jew, because it's known that a non-Jew has a portion over there. Now, even if the non-Jew does not have in the business but a small portion, Chuvas Maram Shik writes, that is not a problem Maris Ayin. For this reason, a Jew that has a restaurant in Chutz La'aretz, and he has a non-Jewish worker there who gets a portion of the profits, Rabbi Yasser writes, that even though that is a problem about Marasayin, because it's not the Derech HaElam to give over a restaurant as sharecropping, it's profit sharing, rather the manager just gets a set salary. However, the Jew is permitted to have the non-Jew acquire an ownership in the restaurant, even 1/100th, and they make a shtar, a bailis, and a shtar, a shutfus, and publicize it amongst the Jews that live over there. Chuvas Mechaz Yitzchak adds on that based on what it's written in Chuvas Maram Shik that we mentioned before, one should publicize the ownership of the non-Jew in the well-known way on the business. And this is all talking about that if it wasn't up until today, the name of the Jew as the name of the ownership, but if everyone knew the Jewish ownership, so he writes about that, that's not effective to remove the name of the Jew and write the name of the non-Jew only, because there's still a concern that they're going to say that the Jew is the owner like he was, they're just missing his name, and it's going to come to Mechshaylas and Chil Shabbos in the future. And we discuss this later in Sipkot Yud, the name of Shlom Zalman. Addition number six, that we said since they made a condition in the beginning, so the non-Jew is not his shliach. Now, through this condition, the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes that the Jew does not have on Shabbos any portion of the field at all, as brought in Shabbos Rivash, that the Beis Yosef is mitzayin over there at the end of the siman. Now, if the non-Jew is busy and he hires day laborers for Shabbos, Meramat Chabinet writes that it's forbidden to pay them from the money from the partnership. In such a situation, that would then be considered that they're agents of the Jew. Now, in our times, where the custom is not to pay the workers payment for every single day, rather they pay him by the week, by the month, Chuvas Rebbe writes that if there's no difference between, payment that's given for 5 days of work or 6 days of work, then there's no concern because it's not specifically the Shabbos. It's what he's getting paid for the week. There's number seven, where Mishbura had said, what do you do by a field where he can't take the payment for Shabbos because it's only like for the harvest season. So he says, like, okay, that I'll work on the weekday, and I'll take from that day, and you'll take the amount of work you did for Shabbos. That is, by an oven, it's enough to tell him that he takes the Schar Shabbos. You know, it doesn't have to stipulate him regarding the actual work it is, because the profit of the work comes right away when you finish the work. Whereas by a field, you don't pay the wages, you only reap that, no pun intended, by the harvest season. And he tells him at the time of the stipulation that he should take Schar Shabbos, it's susceptible that non-Jew would understand it's only Schar Shabbos will belong to him, but what they harvest at the end, which is because of the work they do in Shabbos, is equally to both of them. For that reason, the Jew has to tell him explicitly that also the work of the field that he does in Shabbos will be only on him to do. Condition number 10 on the last words of the Mishnah Berurah, which was that if you don't subsequently know the profits of every single day, like for example in a store, then they're allowed to initially split it equally. So Chumasik Zemesha explains, dish number 10, that it doesn't mean a store. It's not possible to verify how much profits they were every single day, because if that would be the case, then the tonight wouldn't be a tonight. Therefore, it would be forbidden to have such a partnership with a non-Jew in such a situation. Rather, the intent is, for a store, that's possible to know how much profits they were every single day, but you have to put a lot of effort because of that. And therefore, when it happens at times that you don't know how much profits were, that would not make it forbidden because of that.